Working on a hospital ward means different things to different people. Here, several staff, a ward sister, a senior registrar, and a care assistant all describe their daily routine. First, the ward sister, Jackie.
We work three shifts. First shift, 7:30 till 3:30, that's called the morning shift. The late shift starts at 1:15 and finishes about 9:15. Then the night shift starts at 9:15 at night and finishes at 8:15 in the morning. The shift I mainly work for continuation things is mainly the morning shift. We come on about 7:30 and we have to take a handover from the night staff. So they tell us any changes that have happened to the patients overnight. Then usually start giving out the medications. And then once that's underway, either manage to get finished with that or the doctors come on and do the ward rounds. So the ward rounds then start and they can go on for quite some time. And I usually end up doing those.
That's negative, isn't it?
Yeah. His biggest problem is that he hiccups all the time to the point where he can't swallow, he can't talk.
Oh.
And it's a constant thing. Apparently when they were scoping him last night, it was a problem. And that seems to make him vomit.
Dr.
Kidd,
one of the doctors that works on the ward.
Yeah.
All right. How
are
you doing?
Well, apart from hiccups, not too bad.
Is this a new thing? Or?
It is. I sort of brought them with me. I don't want to take them home. But,
how long have you had them for now, then?
About going on for about a fortnight, well enough, isn't
really?
It? I think we've got them permanent.
Do you get them at night, or?
Oh, yeah. I get them all day.
Constant.
Mm. Yeah. And I can't control them, that's the problem. That's why I never have it at
that
chemist.
That was nifedipine.
Pardon?
Nifedipine.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a really common one.
She's got a posh name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you got these down as well, Cassia?
Yes, we've got those, yeah.
You'll have to
get
repeat prescription for that, right?
Yeah, well, what will have done
that? We'll do that today.
Yeah, well, what will happen is our pharmacist will... Bring all these tablets up.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there's usually the physiotherapists, dietitians, social workers, occupational therapists, usually coming onto the ward and wanting to sort of have some communication about their patients that they're caring for. So I jig in and out of the ward round talking to them. Then usually it's a case of helping out and doing some sort of caring for the patients if they need assistance with, say, dressings or something like that, that maybe the unqualified nurse that's looking after the patients are doing that can't do those things. If they're doing some kind of observations, such as if the healthcare assistants don't do blood pressures or they don't take blood sugar measurements, so I'd do those for them as well. Usually there's a lot of telephone calls to be made and a lot of conversation on the telephone. That's the normal course of events up to about 11 or 12 o'clock and then usually do the medicine round again. And then in the afternoon there might be another ward round. If not, then usually it's people's relatives are coming to visit, so there's usually a lot of talking to patients and their relatives in the afternoon, catching up with the other things from the morning, such as social problems or OT things. Sometimes there's various meetings that I go to, such as we have a sisters meeting, or if I have to go see the nurse manager about the budget or something like that. So sometimes in the afternoon I'm off the ward for an hour or so doing things like that. Then we usually hand over the patients to the staff that come on in the afternoon, and I usually do that. About 3:30, it's time to go home.